Hello, and welcome to Chikara in 15 Minutes or Less. I'm your host, Alex Chikarza. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you Chikara. Every week I will be presenting as much Chikara as I can fit into 15 minutes, including the latest news, a weekly feature, the Chikaption competition, and Chikara in the media. To submit your Chikara media, email me at chikara15@powertothesmarks.com. Today is December 9th and I am super excited to be presenting to you Episode 9 of Chikara in 15 Minutes or Less. And now for the latest Chikara news. This past Saturday, Chikara presented its Season 15 finale, Top Banana, from the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. So much happened at this show that I'll actually be covering in our weekly feature for this week. But don't you worry about a thing, Chikarmy, because Chikara Pro has you covered. They have just released Top Banana for download and streaming from ChikaraPro.com, so be sure to check that out. In other Chikara news, Season 16 is now 3 months deep in shows scheduled, starting with a double shot on January 30th at the Wrestle Factory with Days of the Phoenix and Five Senses. Next, Chikara heads over to Reading, Pennsylvania for National Pro Wrestling Day on February 6th, before heading to the Bronx for Dead Man's Chest on the 27th, and returning to the Wrestle Factory on the 28th for Evil Ways. And then in March, there's a double shot in Gibsonville, North Carolina, with The New Batch and Secret of the Ooze on March 19th. And now, here are the standings for the Grand Championship. All hail your new Grand Champion, Princess Kimberly, who defeated Hollow Wicked at Top Banana. More on that in our weekly feature. Next in line is Oleg the Usurper, who has 3 points. With 2 points each are Blind Rage, Truck Taylor, Max Smashmaster, and Soldier Ant. And with 1 point each are Arctic Rescue Ant, Eric Cannon, Drew Gulak, Frightmare, Heidi Lovelace, Lucas Calhoun, Missile Assault Man, Prakash Subbar, and technically, unless her point was eliminated after winning the title, Princess Kimberly. And now for the standings for Campeonatos de Parejas. Your current Campeones de Parejas are the team of NRG, who defeated the Devastation Corporation at the MARTA Complex in Norfolk, Virginia. With 3 points each are the Nightmare Warriors of Hollow Wicked and Frightmare, and the BDK of Nauken and Pinky Sanchez. Representing Battleborn with 2 points are the team of Lucas Calhoun and Missile Assault Man. Battleborn continues to be represented with teams in the 1 point position, the teams of Kevin Condren and Lucas Calhoun, and Kevin Condren and Missile Assault Man. Other teams with 1 point each include the Colony of Silver Ant and Fire Ant, the Gentleman's Club of Chuck Taylor and Drew Gulak, the Nightmare Warriors of Frightmare and Blind Rage, Old Fashioned of Jervis Cottonbilly and Marion Fontaine, and the Snake Pit of Ophidian and Argus. And now for the Chikaption competition. After a rough 2 or 3 weeks of getting submissions for this week's Chikaption competition, we do have a running, and this week's winner is J2K Winger, with Kingston Looks Into the Face of the Future Kingslayer. Thanks to everyone who submitted Chikaptions for this week. I'll be updating the site with our top three for this week and for the picture for next week, so be sure to keep an eye out for that. And make sure to send your captions to us via Twitter, Facebook, or on the 101 forums. And now for this week's feature. This past Saturday, Chikara had their season finale, Top Banana. And with so much going on, I decided I wanted to give just a little bit more detailed look at what happened, and a little bit of my thoughts as well. A big shout out to Reed Harris Cooper for compiling the results from various sources on Twitter, including our own Michael Langan, and posting it on the I Am Chikara Facebook group. The Snake Pit defeated Battleborn when Argus pinned Snowflake. During the match, Kevin Condren had words with Argus, and after the match, Argus attacked people at ringside. This leaves the question of whether or not something has happened within Argus. Frightmare defeated Silver Ant via pinfall after rolling through an ankle lock. The Battery defeated the Gentleman's Club after Kobo pinned Orange Cassidy. They had a lot of great comedy moments throughout the match, including a chain of submission holds and Chuck Taylor's famous grenade. Director of Fun Mike Quackenbush came out to introduce the 2015 yearbook. The lights went out, and when they came back on, we saw none other than Archibald Peck. He took the yearbook from Quack and began reading it, became terrified of what he read, presumably his death, and proceeded to run out of the arena. Personally, I love when Chikara has moments like this where they hold on to their storyline continuity. And considering the changes between 2011 and now, it's only a matter of time till we find out what happens with Archibald Peck next. Does he return to 2011 and the time loop just resets? Or will we be seeing more shenanigans from our favorite marching band leader? The annual Cybernetico tradition was a sight to behold. Here are the eliminations and highlights from that match. Dasher Hatfield eliminated Mr. Azerbaijan in 10 seconds. Heidi Lovelace took a proper beating from Juan's squad before getting the hot tag on Dasher. Chaos ensued until a simultaneous suplex settled the action down. Hype Rockwell eliminated Prakash Sabar, but was quickly eliminated by Pinky Sanchez. Pinky eliminated Amasis after a missile dropkick. Jakob eliminated Worker Ant with his knockout punch. Jakob also eliminated Farmer Frog off a distraction by Pinky Sanchez. Heidi Lovelace eliminated Jakob with a roll-up. Dasher eliminated the Boar with a jackhammer. Wani eliminated Race Jackson off a rolling neckbreaker and palm strike. Oleg hit off with his head to eliminate Wani. Touchdown eliminated Oleg with a superplex and a spear. Juan Francisco eliminated Heidi with a tiger driver. Dasher eliminated Pinky with a jackhammer, but was then counted out after Juan shoved Mr. Touchdown into him, causing Dasher to crash against the guardrail before being counted out. And then ultimately, at the end of this whole Cybernetico, Juan Francisco eliminated Mr. Touchdown with a German suplex. Congratulations to Juan Francisco de Coronado on winning the 2015 Cybernetico match. The match between Fire Ant and Soldier Ant was a huge brawl with some spots that you'd have to see to believe, but ultimately came to an end when Jakob Hammermeyer tried to hit Fire Ant with a knockout punch. Instead, he hit Soldier Ant with this punch, and instead of knocking Soldier out, Soldier suddenly remembered who he really was. He proceeded to salute Fire Ant as Silver Ant came out to hug Soldier. Worker came out and got a salute, but brought Soldier's hand down before presenting him with Soldier Ant's 2011 King of Trios medal. As a result of all this, it appears that the colony is finally reunited as a full and complete unit, and I personally couldn't be happier about it. Crown and Court defeated the Wrecking Crew to win Challenge of the Immortals, fighting an uphill battle that included Kimberly German suplexing each of the members of the Wrecking Crew, and then pinning Max Massmaster after hitting the Alligator Clutch. A grueling 25-minute battle between Hollow Wicked, Eddie Kingston, and Icarus came to an end when Hollow Wicked retained his Grand Championship after hitting Never Wake Up on Eddie Kingston for the pinfall. This, however, was not the end of the night, as Princess Kimberly proceeded to cash in her golden opportunity that she earned by winning Challenge of the Immortals, and in what could be considered the biggest shock in indie wrestling in 2015, Princess Kimberly won the Grand Championship by making Hollow Wicked tap out to the Chikara Special. Congratulations and all hail, Princess Kimberly. And now for Chikara and the media. Michael Langan still has a handful of extra shirts in sizes medium, large, and extra large. All proceeds will go to Phil Abundance. Be sure to contact him on Facebook or Twitter for more information. I had a chance to join my friends on the Indie Mayhem show this past week to talk about the origins and history of the Chikara and 15 podcast, among other various topics in Chikara and other indie wrestling. On top of that, we also interviewed Bryce Remsburg about the season finale and other things to do with Chikara and much more. So be sure to check that and the Wrestling Mayhem show out at WrestlingMayhemShow.com. As always, you can be sure to check out the Chikara History Project, the Chikara Special on WordPress and Tumblr, and other important Chikara resources on our resources page. That's it for this edition of Chikara in 15 Minutes or Less. If you haven't already, subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and other podcast platforms coming soon, and give us a rating and review when you get a chance. Every comment helps. Next week, Chikara in 15 Minutes or Less hits the double digits once again, as the relaunch finally reaches its 10th episode. It'll also be our season finale before we take a short break for the Christmas holiday, and then we'll start back up in January. This is a special episode, so I will have plenty of surprises in store for you. I'm also looking forward to hearing from you, the Chikarmy, on your thoughts on the past year in Chikara. So if you'd like to share your thoughts on Season 15 or just Chikara as a whole from the past year, be sure to send us an email at chikara15@powertothesmirks.com or on Twitter and Facebook at CI15Podcast. Until next time, this is Alex Chikarza reminding you to be excellent to each other.
Party on, dudes!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer have a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows
like a light bulb.
All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names
like Pinocchio.
They never let poor Rudolph
join any reindeer games like Monopoly.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
"Get out of my house!"
No, ho, 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 ho!
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee.